Haven't the leaves been beautiful? There are some years when the foliage isn't as spectacular, just a lot of yellows, maybe a little orange. But this autumn has been vibrant with intense reds, perky oranges, and light up my life yellows. Must have something to do with the weather, I don't know, but I'm going with it. One of my favorite things to do all year round is to visit libraries across the great state of Maine. Spring and fall are the best times to do this. Winter is touch and go with the weather, and summer is pesky because of the tourist traffic. Spring is nice because you get to check out the buds, leaves, flowers, and that intense green you see only at that time of year. Such a relief after winter drab. But September and October, them's glory days. Since 2012, when my first book, Finding Your Inner Moose, come out, I've had the pleasure of visiting over 30 libraries in Maine, some of them twice, and I have a bunch of new ones coming up after the first of the year. Library book readings are the best. First off, librarians are wicked organized. It's their nature. So things are usually all set up when I get there, just so, with a table to sell my books, and in most cases, homemade treats. Gotta love that, especially after driving a couple of hours. The folks who come to a library reading love books, obviously, but more importantly, they're always so proud of their library. Many of them volunteer or donate old books to the library used book sale. Some will buy my book and give it to their library, and some will even leave money to their library when they die. That says something, doesn't it? A lot of Maine's libraries are in historic buildings or old houses. They may be a little cramped, or intimate, as I call it, but the rooms are cozy and filled with that great old book smell. You know what I mean. Then there are those swanky new libraries with special rooms for community meetings and presentations like mine, or the hybrid, the old library with the new addition, like ours in Mahoosick Mills. They added on in the 1980s, and we still refer to it as the new room. My sister Irene and me loved visiting the library when we were kids. We looked forward to it every week, returning last week's books and picking up new ones. Remember doing that? Zooming through 2, 3, 4 books in a week, and even rereading some of them? I've slowed down since then, I'll tell ya. If you haven't been to your library in a while, check it out. Libraries are not just for books. They're a place for folks to get together, like the old town square. Join the knitting group, book club, or watch a movie. Go to a lecture or an author talk, had to put that in. Or get help with your electronic devices. It's not all kiddie programs and keep your teen busy stuff. And the good news is, most of these things are free. Well, you're paying for it with your taxes, so use it. I hope to see you soon at your local library. If I haven't been there yet, recommend me to your librarian. Like I said, I love visiting libraries, chatting and laughing with folks and sharing my books. Library book readings are the best. Anywho, that's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.